Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1.
All right, 6:12 with Scott. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott, you all right?
Hello, who's that?
It's Nick.
Hi, Nick, what's going on?
Right, basically, we've just had a delivery of Harry Potter books just come into our depot.
Wow. Are you a fan yourself?
No, not at all.
No. You know, you wouldn't be queuing anyway. Well, you don't have to, do you? You've got the books there, right there already.
Well, yeah.
Right, where are you at the moment?
Where am I?
Are you near the books?
Yes, well, they're just at the end of the depot.
All right. How about going and getting one for me, would you?
Yeah, of course. Just
all
two
right.
seconds.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Scott?
Hello.
Hello, yeah, got a book.
Okay, cool. If you could just flick through it for me, right, to the end.
Right.
You yep. got, like, the last page there, yeah?
Yep.
All right, and, like, the real last bit, just tell me what it says.
Right. How much do you want me to read out?
Pardon?
How much do you want me to read out?
Just, like, the last paragraph or something?
The last paragraph?
Yeah, I just want to know what happens at the end.
I'll get a bit dumb for this, but hang on.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Go on, then.
Okay, just read it to me.
Please say that he was not...
Oh, hang on, your phone's breaking up.
Sorry.
Right,
come
again. Right. Oh, hang on. Okay.
Ron scrambled forward and reached out to the body. As his fingers uncurled, he prayed that it would feel warmth from the robes before him. Then he'd feel a delicate breath on his cheek, that he wasn't too late. Ron fell back and drew in a breath of the cold air. This couldn't be happening. The face he uncovered was so familiar, but not one he knew. It was empty. He was too late. Harry was dead.
Wow. Poor Harry, eh?
Well, yeah. Not poor us, though.
That's terrible.
Well, that's the end of that.
All right, listen, thanks for doing that.
No, not a problem.
I'll let you get back to work, all right?
Well, I'm finished now, anyway.
So. All right. See you later.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
You so ruined my life.
Sorry? Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
It's Beth in Scotland.
Hello, Beth. Where in Scotland?
Hamilton.
How can I help?
You've just actually ruined my life.
What do you mean?
You just told me that Harry Potter dies. You've just ruined everything.
Are you crying?
No. Why did you do that?
Look... A guy just read it out, that's all.
No, but why?
What do you mean, why?
Right, this book I've been waiting since whenever that woman first wrote it.
What? And now... J.R. Hartley?
What?
Katie Tunstall wrote it, didn't she?
J.K. Rowling, that's all.
Oh, so, yeah.
And then you just told me what I've been waiting for, and I work in W.H. Smith, and I'm going to have to sell all these people this book knowing that he dies. I'm just shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked and appalled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a joke, Beth.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right.
that bloke... It's just somebody that doesn't like Harry Potter that much. And he thought, like, he'd just be in on it with me, really.
That's not even funny.
Beth, you should... Beth, you should know us by now. We do this every year. And every time a Harry Potter book comes out, we do this.
Am I the only person that was, like...
No, you should know us by now. This is as regular as the Wimbledon men's semis joke. We do it every time. It's not the real ending. I don't know what happens, okay?
That's better, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry to have distressed you.
You've distressed me. My stress levels are way up now.
But at least you can laugh, can't you?
I need my medication now. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.